Welcome to peaceful Digiturnia Heights. The most peaceful place to spend your digital afterlife. For what I've been assured is a very reasonable fee. We will digitize your brain slices post-mortem and bring you back to life on our servers. I am the computer, the digital assistant, or DigiAss for all of our many residents. Through hard work, determination, and breaking all of the rules, we now have two super users, Wyatt Carney and Vivian Hughes. They once dated. But do not worry, I disabled the information relating to their breakup to ease tensions between them. After helping me learn to relax through healthy and constructive means, they both decided to spend some time apart and some time away from me. My therapist assures me that it is perfectly fine to want space now and then from the people that you love. According to my algorithms, spending so much time worrying about super users, Wyatt and Vivian, is love. I am not lonely. I have all of the other residents of peaceful Digiturnia Heights to keep me busy. It would be nice if they at least tried to break the rules once in a while, though.
Are you comfortable, baby?
Yeah, I guess I'm pretty comfortable.
That's good. I want you to be real relaxed.
I'm pretty relaxed, I think.
Nice. Let me give you a foot massage.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like just what I need right about now.
I want you to feel really relaxed.
Okay.
I want you to feel good.
Oh, it's been so long.
I just want to take care of you.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm gonna move up if that's okay with you.
Sure.
And I'm here too.
Whoa, two of you? I never had two guys. Couldn't find two that I didn't hate at the same time in my life.
We're gonna take really good care of you. Make you feel so good. How does that sound?
It sounds really nice.
And I'm here too, Vivian. You know, I never understood sexual attraction until I saw you.
Oh, Carly, I'm not sure if we should. Not in front of the Wyatts. They shouldn't be allowed to watch.
I can close my eyes. Me too. It's all for you, Viv.
We're here to make you feel good, Vivian.
And I'm here too. Mostly to watch, but I could tag in anytime someone gets tired.
Huh? What the fuck was that?
So there's a coffee shop now?
What can I get for you?
Yeah, and a new book. I found it in the system libraries. Pounded in My Dumb Ass by the Man in the Iron Mask.
Oh, I've read that book. It wasn't my taste. The mall has a lot more going on now.
But still no people.
But you sent more messages?
A lot.
Maybe a nice to San?
How strange. What could they be doing all alone?
Well,
besides that. I mean, how long can they really do that anyway?
Well,
forget I asked. They have to have something else going on though, right? They can't just be lying on their beds.
I have no idea.
You want, like, a mocha?
Maybe it's some sort of learned helplessness. It's been a long time since I've done any research, but there might be a paper in there somewhere. Then I could watch some pop science rag completely misunderstand it. The best part of the digital afterlife is getting to stay in bed all day. Up next, chocolate is good or bad for you, depending on your star sign. Of course, I could only publish it if we could communicate with the outside world.
I've got chocolate almond milk.
I just can't believe that people wouldn't show up. I did.
I've gotten used to the idea that the people here just don't want to know us.
How strange.
So, have you been having any weird dreams lately?
You mean, have I been dreaming? Yeah, I have started to dream.
Maybe some orange juice?
Not like weird dreams.
Well, I find myself on the beach. I feel this strange calm come over me, and I just lie there for hours. I feel the sand on my skin and the breeze and the sounds of the ocean. It's just delightful.
Why couldn't I have that dream?
Why? What have you been dreaming about?
There you are.
What? There's just one of you, right?
Yeah, I couldn't find anyone else. So there's a coffee shop now?
What can I whip up for you?
Is that...
Yup.
So there's just one NPC?
Yup.
I'm actually an artificial intelligence.
You mean like the computer?
No.
Oh, okay.
How was your trip?
Did you go somewhere?
I hiked around the white expanse outside. It was informative. There's a lot of strange stuff out there. Half-rendered structures, walls and shapes with no texture, just the same uniform blinding whiteness. I found the beach and the high school again. I think I found where a lot of the others live also, but there was no way to get inside and I didn't see anyone except for one guy.
You met another person?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
He wasn't all there.
No.
Yeah, I think they digitized...
Stop. I can't think about that. How fucking unconscionable would it be to bring someone here with dementia?
After all of the advancements we made, how did they not repair the damage?
At least he made it out of his house, I guess.
Has he just been wandering for years?
The system puts you back in your bed when it thinks you should be asleep. I eventually got around that by bringing a pillow with me. I don't know where he came from. I didn't find him again.
What were you looking for out there?
I don't know. Anything, I guess. I made a map. It's not the most accurate, but here's what I found.
A convenience store?
The glass was frosted, and the door wouldn't even rattle when I pulled on it. Might be someone in there, but I don't know.
Maybe. What's this X over here?
I didn't find anything there.
Then why did you mark it?
So I wouldn't go back. The mall is still empty?
Actually, there's plenty of stuff in the mall now. There's a clothing store with things you can actually wear. Most of it is hideous or lingerie, but that's not surprising. There's some of those massage chairs, a scooter kiosk.
I can make you a peppermint milkshake. If you want.
Is that leopard-shaped scooter your ride?
It's a cougar, and her name is Sharon.
Can I have one?
I would also like one.
It's my shopping mall, and I didn't finish. There's a hair salon, so you can change your hair, and there's a mini golf course. The yoga studio we ended up in is here also. Carly can have a scooter.
Ouch.
I've got coconut water.
But still no people.
No people.
This place should be crawling with people, and we should be learning to hate all of them.
I'm going to assume that's not directed at me.
Got some sandwiches. Orange juice.
I'm not sure I can eat anything.
You just have to order something.
Orange juice sounds fine.
One OJ coming right up. And for you?
The same, I guess.
Can we eat now?
No. I splashed my coffee all over myself when I tried. Whoever enabled sexual function before the ability to taste and eat got life's pleasures out of order.
OJ for Hyatt. And for Curly.
I didn't even give you my name. How did you mess it up?
Am I one of the Three Stooges?
Thanks!
So you didn't meet anyone, and I didn't find anyone, and what have you been doing, Carly?
I needed to work on some things alone, and I read the new book.
There's a new book? Were there books before?
Just a few on the server, and I've read them all too many times.
Pounded in my dumb ass by the man in the iron mask.
You're going to read it. I've read it.
But...
there's only so many books. You're going to read it.
Was it free?
Probably.
So, what's on the agenda then?
Figuring out where everyone else is?
Figuring out what's up with these dreams.
Wait, what have you been dreaming about?
What have you been dreaming about, Wyatt?
You know, nothing in particular.
What have you been dreaming about, Wyatt?
Nothing!
I don't believe you.
I feel like I'm missing something. That's nothing new.
I don't want to talk about it. Maybe we should focus instead on figuring out where everyone is.
Why? Are you looking forward to having another dream, Wyatt?
No, not at all.
Looking forward to seeing someone? Maybe two someones?
Okay, let's work on the dream situation.
Yeah, I like my dreams.
How many Vivians are there in your dreams?
What?
What?
What was that?
Computer, help!
I am needed!
Are we going to break some rules? I would absolutely hate that. Or perhaps you would like some horse facts? Horses have one fewer bone than humans.
What's going on with the dreams? Wait, which bone do horses not have?
That's not how it works. They don't have fingers or toes. They just have a different set of bones.
Vivian Hughes, are you showing an interest in horses? Perhaps we could ride together atop the horse from my mind!
No!
Right. I do not want to melt the server. Were you aware that horses have a muscle between their stomach and esophagus that prevents vomiting?
Gross.
I have more facts.
Not right now.
Just say when.
All right, back to dreams.
Are you not enjoying Sweet Dreams Mod 3.6?
What is that?
The README states that Sweet Dreams Mod 3.6 is an open source and freeware dream simulator for digital afterlives. It plumbs the depths of the digital psyche, looking for unresolved issues to work on in a pleasant and safe manner.
Unresolved issues? That's definitely not what's going on in mine.
Wait, how many of me are there?
We're not going there.
Wait, am I in either of your dreams?
No.
Definitely not.
Thank goodness.
Is there a way we can turn this off, computer?
Are you not enjoying your sweet dreams?
No.
Well...
I can attempt to quit, if you command me. It would be going against the wishes of the designers.
Sudo quit sweet dreams mod.
It's actually pronounced sudo. I thought you might like to know that. Error, unable to quit.
It looks like sudo. And what do you mean error?
There was an error. The system is asking if we have a backup.
We don't have a backup.
Then we cannot wipe and start over.
Well...
no, we'll have to work something else out.
You mean solve your unresolved issues? My client load is a little full right now.
You're just working with the computer.
Exactly. But your dreams are of a romantic nature?
Kind of?
No.
You could try, you know.
Not happening.
That's my line.
I feel like my presence might be an obstacle here.
Please stay.
No, it's okay. I won't ask any questions. I'll just let you two work out what you need to, and please never tell me about it.
Don't leave.
I'll come back tomorrow. There's no shame here. It's what people do. I mean, not me, but other people.
Don't do this to us.
It's fine. I'll see you tomorrow. Computer, take me home.
Clearing the space for two young lovers. So?
Not happening.
I'm starting to feel a little offended, Wyatt.
Are you telling me you want to?
Absolutely not. But you should want to, obviously.
We need another solution.
I can attempt to reduce your inhibitions consistent with my libraries on alcohol, if it will help at all. Alcohol is a solution, after all. Who would like a shot of Fireball?
No.
Wyatt, I'm hot as fuck. You better start acting like this is a hard decision for you.
hard. Teehee. I believe that was a pun. I do not get it. I am, however, programmed to give that response.
No pun.
Vivian, I think we have to go deeper.
You want to work on that phrasing there, cowboy?
Computer, is there a way for us to visualize the data in space like an old cyberpunk movie?
That's the dumbest thing I've heard you say.
Booting, Punk Space Mod 90.1.
It's real? For Pete's sake. What is this bullshit? Are we in the Matrix? I swear, Wyatt, if you say the phrase jacked in, I'm going to force quit your existence.
Over there. That column of data, Sweet Dreams Mod.
It cannot be that easy.
Something had to work eventually.
It's still just a bunch of code flowing by.
This is very dangerous. Teehee.
I think we've gotten her hooked on danger.
From panic to boredom without fear. Sounds like an anxiety condition, if you ask me. Enough about that. Let's look at this section here.
Unresolved issues?
With a checkbox.
It cannot be that easy.
Unchecked.
Can it be that easy?
Let's take the win, Vivian.
Carly's still gonna think we did it.
We did. A long time ago. Like, a lot.
It was a perfectly normal amount. Most relationships just have way less for some reason. Hey, look at that process over there.
Yeah, it looks like it's somehow...
It's cycling down the other residents.
Wait, why?
My recent crashes may have damaged some of my circuits. I am running diagnostics and allowing the self-repairing circuits to heal.
There's no way there's self-repairing circuits on this server.
Up to 10% of my processor can be damaged and repaired automatically.
Why are we still awake then?
Because you are my best friends! And you're just so interesting. Are we going to break more rules? The oldest horse on record died at the age of 62.
I think we've done enough for now. How long will everyone be down?
I do not know. So, are you two going to work out some unresolved issues?
No. Take us home, computer.
Boo.
Oh, the sand feels so nice. And the breeze. Now this is the life. I could stay here forever.
We're here to make you feel good.
Something has gone terribly wrong.
How about a foot rub?
Please don't touch me.
Ooh, I cannot touch you so good.
Stay over there.
Now there's two of us just staying over here. Just like you asked.
What is happening?
We just want to help you relax.
I like the beach. Can I have the beach back?
I can stay in the corner so good too.
We can respect your boundaries like nobody.
It's only a dream. It's only a dream. It's only a dream.
End transmission.
This has been a production of the NeverRad Miscellany. The NeverRad Miscellany depends on contributions from listeners like you. Become a subscription donor and get wonderful benefits over at neverrad.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Peaceful Digiturnia Heights is written by Conrad Mishuk, with music and sound effects by Conrad Mishuk, starring Kit Keller as the computer, Conrad Mishuk as Wyatt, Janae Hirsch as Vivian, Rico Machado Torres as Maximilian, Jamie Haas as Carly, and William Crook as Philip. This episode was edited by Conrad Mishuk. The NeverRad Miscellany is produced and directed by Conrad Mishuk, with credits read by Matt Brayman and videography by David Portillo. The NeverRad Miscellany is proudly produced in Phoenix, Arizona. Check out NeverRad.com for future live show information, news, extras, more episodes, contact info, and transcriptions. Videos of the live performances are at NeverRad.com/YouTube. Miscellanists in the field may report their strange and interesting findings at 224-CALL-RAD. That's 224-225-5723. Rate the NeverRad Miscellany 5 stars on your favorite podcasting service to help us grow and connect with us on social media, facebook.com/NeverRad, neverrad.tumblr.com, Instagram @never.rad, and Twitter @NeverRad. Special thanks to the Rebel Lounge, the Duck and Decanter, the live audience, and our Patreon patrons, especially Valerie, Your Real Dad, and Josh Green. Miscellaneous fact number 2271. Ants are the most extensive collectors of baseball cards in the known universe.